Hi there, this is Adam Carver recording this audio boo on Monday the 9th of April, and I want to entitle this audio boo Game Theory. In Britain, in recent weeks, we had a bit of a fuel crisis. There was talk of a strike by the drivers of tankers delivering fuel to petrol stations, and this prompted panic buying of fuel. Wasn't helped by the government seemingly encouraging people to do so. Cynics would say to gloss over some other political bad news, but it meant there were huge queues of people outside petrol stations when, in fact, no strike had been declared and it wasn't imminent for at least 7 days under the rule of the law. What's interesting about game theory is it basically looks at how people react to other people's actions. So all that needed to happen to sort the situation out was everybody to stop panic buying fuel and everything would be all right. The problem was, as more and more people panic bought and more people saw queues lining up, so the fuel disappeared quicker, which meant the need to get some fuel increased, which meant the queues increased. Essentially, game theory and the whole thing about fuel panic buying was, what's in it for me? And if everybody actually thought about everybody else, there wouldn't have been an issue. If everybody just sat down and thought about how it might work and just took what they needed, the world would have been a much nicer place in Britain. Of course, we know that that's true on a bigger scale. We know for a fact that there is enough food in the world and enough water to feed every person. There are enough resources upon this earth, I believe by God, to mean that everybody can have enough. The issue is that most of us want more than enough and we want to take more than we actually need. But when I think about our lives and our coming together, when I think about how we operate together and act together, it's interesting how we are so swayed by other people's actions. I wonder how many of us simply went and bought fuel just because everybody else was doing it and it looked like we might need some. Which raises all sorts of questions as to why is a car that important anyway? There are buses and there's always your legs. But on a deeper thing, it's this question of how much of our actions are dictated to by the actions of others and how much of our actions are dictated because we believe it's the right thing to do or we believe it's the God thing to do. The panic buying of fuel showed us that as more and more people choose a certain path, it becomes harder and harder to take the moral high ground, as it were, and do something different. Increasingly, as everybody else is getting as much fuel as they can and you sit there going, no, I think I'm going to be fine, it looks as though you're the stupid one. What if the fuel had run out and you didn't have any and you'd taken the moral high ground? Wouldn't you look a bit foolish? Wouldn't you look a bit silly? Well, of course, the answer to that is yes. You might do to those who had bothered to spend 2 or 3 hours queuing to get some petrol for something they didn't necessarily really need. But there's a bigger question, and it's about how you actually fulfill your role in society. It's about how you give yourself to those people who are around you. It's about what your actions doing that are helping and blessing the lives of those around you. Jesus constantly talked about, and the gospel writers and the New Testament writers constantly talked about one another. Love one another, serve one another, consider one another, wash one another, honour one another, bless one another, pray for one another. There's this continual sense of one another that operates all through the New Testament. And perhaps if we just thought a little bit more about one another, our world and our lives might be a bit more of a nicer place to be. God bless.